Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 72 until the hour. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. That's little Jimmy hitting the screen. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And that book and the new one, The Third Ingredient, are both available at Amazon right now. And we're having a great visit with Pete Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union. Pete, in the last segment, NTU.org, by the way, if you'll check that out. In the last segment, Pete, you were talking about the progress of the welfare bill through Congress. It's being marked up in the House. You think it'll pass the House. What would it take to pass the Senate? What has to be done? What are the hurdles?
It's going to be moderate Republicans in the Senate who could torpedo this bill. We're going to have to work on folks like Susan Collins of Maine, for example.
You mean preening Republicans?
Well, there are some who don't necessarily want to be with the program of economic freedom, expansion, opportunity for small businesses 100% of the time. Senator Collins is herself from a small business owning family up in Maine, and so she understands many of these things. But there are voices in Maine who often pressure her to go against her instincts. And I think her instincts here would be best served by supporting a bill like this. We also have Democrats in Trump-supporting states like Montana
Manchin
and North Dakota
who
need to vote for this.
West Virginia.
Yes, West Virginia
as well. What about Rand Paul, Kentucky?
I think that Senator Paul would support this bill. He generally would say this doesn't go far enough. but this is the art of the possible. And I think the House is going to produce a very good bill.
What percentage would you say this has a chance of passing this year?
Of getting through both chambers?
Yes.
I'd give it about 60%.
Okay. If they don't get it through this year, would it hold over to next year? Could they keep working on it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay,
they certainly could work on it in the next Congress.
All right. Let's move over and talk about what the Supreme Court is cogitating on right now.
Oh, yes. This is the Wayfair versus South Dakota case. And the issue, and it's pretty rare for a tax issue to get to the Supreme Court, is really fundamentally about tax collection power. Do states have the ability to reach across their borders and require businesses in other states to collect their taxes? The main issue is what's called remote sales. If, for example, a customer in South Dakota happens to order from a website of a business in Texas, does that website-based business in Texas get to collect South Dakota's taxes and remit it back to South Dakota? We feel that this is letting a genie out of the bottle that could dramatically expand tax collection powers around the country, and there's a better solution anyway. We simply say, whether you're an online business, a brick-and-mortar business, a click-and-mortar business, you collect and pay taxes to the government where you're domiciled.
Right.
That would be a much simpler, easier, and fairer solution for everyone than letting states expand their powers in this way.
I've been covering this issue, as you know, Pete, this issue has been going on for almost 20 years since the internet. And I've been reporting on it. You and I probably talked about it. But Steve DelBianco with netchoice.org, he's been fighting this for a decade and a half, maybe two. And so, folks, what you got here, if it goes the wrong way, if you're an online seller, you could, even if you don't have a nexus in a state where your customers are, you could still have to collect and remit and account for and be prepared to be audited about up to, what is it, 10,000 Texan precincts? I mean, you could have all that, all this, you could have up to 10,000 precincts you'd have to deal with, and you never know when you wake up in the morning when a new one's going to pop into your life. And this is a nightmare. There's a simple way to do it. I'm surprised, Pete, that somebody hasn't come up with some software or come up with an organization that would be a clearinghouse where you would subscribe to this, and you'd pay a small fee, you know, maybe each time, and these people would take the transaction, sort it out, send the money at the end of the month, send the money wherever it need to go, and let the states pay for that out of their receipts. I'm surprised that somebody hasn't come up with a clearinghouse. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good idea. In fact, that's something that House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte came up with as a way to solve this problem. Take businesses out of the equation of having to do the collections and get audited and whatnot. They simply pay taxes on the sale, whether it's online or brick and mortar, to their home government, and the home government sends that to a collection clearinghouse that then divvies it up to the proper states. If states want this money, they ought to pay for its collection.
Right. That's right. And there could be one internet tax rate, 6% or something like that, one rate that would be paid. And because there is, I do feel for brick and mortar Main Street companies who have to compete against no taxed internet sales. I do. You got to be conscious of those folks too. They've got an argument. There's an argument to be made for them as well.
Yes, and we can sort it out. Yep. We just have to keep the tax man at bay.
But the problem is the way the government solves problems is not like a solution at all. It usually compounds things. Think about Dodd-Frank, right? Or Sarbanes-Oxley, right? Quick break, right back with Pete Sepp.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.